five times five times, which begins on the Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Let's start together with Siyata Deshmaya. Says the Gemara like this. Tana Rabbana, what's going on in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, back to Mem Amid Beis, there's a Mishnah. Yeser Alav Habaal, She'ochel Peres Bechayeho, V'chayim Zonoseh Uvim Pirkonu Uvim Kuvuras. That's what let's focus on right now. In other words, on the one hand, he gains something. What does he gain? He eats fruits in her lifetime. This is not applied to a father-daughter relationship. Okay, and the father relationship is said on the top of the Mishnah, Ein ochel peres v'chayeha, but the husband, on the contrary, it is, right? So, Zocha gam b'chol ha'shnuyu l'mala. What's shnuyu l'mala? What is there? Mitziyasa, Masiyadeha, Hafaras Nidoreha. Those are the three. So that the Baal has. There's a fourth. What's the fourth? Ocha Peres Bechayet. So the Mishnah only has four things. We'll see soon. It's ten. The four things that the husband is Ocha. That's the Mishnah has. On the other hand, what's he Chayavin? Three things. Mizonoseha, Pirkona, Ukfuras. Three things. So it's a 4-3 ratio in the Mishnah. The husband gets four things, and is obligated in three things. Okay? Rabbos, everyone with me so far? That's the Mishnah. Mem, Vav, Amud Beis. Well, what do all these things mean? Pirkon is only a hard word. In Nishbeis, he has the Tanai Bez, he has the Redeemer from captivity. And what's Kvura? It's the barrier. Furas, Tatanas, Ksubasa. What does that mean? Shechnis, Lamu Beis, Aviyev, Yorshav, and Misasa. We'll see that later what that means exactly. So it's a 4-3. Everyone with me so far? That's the Mishnah of Mem Amud Beis. Says the Gemara in Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. A Brisa. Tiknu mezoneho tachas masi odeho ukfuroso tachas tsuboso. So there's a linkage between obligations from in both directions. In both cases it says, take, husband's obligation to the wife, Tachas Keneged, the wife's presumably previous obligation to the husband. That's what is chronologically simultaneous, or one after the other, but clear implication that the Mizonos was instituted as a Keneged, one is linked to the other, to her obligation to provide him with the masya there, with the earnings that she earned. And so too, he has to bury her after she dies, because what did he get when she died? He got her ksuba. What do you mean he got her ksuba? What word he got her ksuba? So Rashi and the Mishnah already said, Rashi says it here again, ksuba sa, tachas ha-nidunya, the dowry, shechnisa lo. Why is that called a ksuba? The ksuba bishtar ksuba, hu yorish. In every ksuba we spoke about at great length in our introduction, it says in the ksuba as follows. Do we know it by heart? What does it say? It says as follows. That the day nedunya another beavua. This is the nedunya, the dowry. It's the word nedunya we find over here in Rashi. Sach hakol me'ez kukim kesef tzarf. There's 100. It's a kukim, which we raised at $2,000. We're not going into the details right now how much it is. It's a four-figure sum. A quarter sum is even a five-figure sum that is received from the, presumably from the father, usually of the Baal, or from the father of the bride. That's called the dowry. That dowry that, it technically speaking, while they are married, it still belongs fundamentally to the wife. If the wife dies, he, the husband, inherits that dowry, and if he gets something, he gives in return funeral expenses to bury his wife. So too, in the previous sentence, what does it say? There is a concept known as masya deha. Whatever her earnings are, belong to the husband. And in exchange for that, he gives her food, feeds her. Let's read again. Tana Rabbanan, tiknu mezonoseha tachas masya deha. Ukfurasa tachas ksubasa. Lefichach, Val ochel peros. Peros? 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 That's not one of the four. We have mezonos, mas yadayim. We have kfur and ksuv. What peros man lechay shemayim? So mechzoch yotani. Tik the mezonos set tachas mas yadel. Upir kona tachas peros. Ukfurosa tachas zubosa. Lechichach. Val ochel peros. Okay, so we understand very well that now if we're up from four to six, there are three in each direction, right? Three in each direction. Let's chazer again. What is the husband receiving? That seems to have come first. Masi Odeho, Yerushas Nidunyosa, it's called Iksuva. And what else? Paris. 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 What did it say in the Mishnah? To go back for a minute, Mem Vav Amud Beis. What did it say? Talks here about Mitzia, Mas Yodeha, Haforas Nidoreha, and Peris. So two of them are the same. He gets Peris. Right? He has Mas Yodeha. The Peris and Mas Yodeha are both found in the Brisa with the Chesur Mechzer, as they are found in the Mishnah, Yerushas, what's called Ksubasa, Yerushas Nedunya, okay, Yerushas Nedunya, is not found explicitly in the Mishnah. Rashi adds it. Rashi in the Mishnah says that, what are the Chiyuvim? What are the Chiyuvim? He's Chayvim Zon of Seho, that we know is Tachas Masi Odeho, Bipirkona is Tachas the Paris, and Kfurasa his tachas, ksubos, it's Rashi furnished that missing detail in his interpretation of the Mishnah proper. So very, very nice. Just three and three. Three and three. I, before we said, is a fourth. There's mitziyasa. So if the Baal gets the mitziya, what, if anything, is the quid pro quo? What is the husband giving to the wife in return for the fact that if she finds something, it goes to him? That's a Gemara later on. Not up to it yet. But Mitzvah Shem, we will get there. We'll get there. We'll see that there's something specific which we have to keep in mind. And with me so far, Poshup Shah is the Poshup Shah. Any questions so far? Poshup Shah. Fine. Good. Rabosai, let us now. We saw the Gemara. We saw the Rashi. Before we even go any further, let us see Tosfos. The first two Tosfos, be ready. We don't go any further. Let's see right away. Let's start. Tiklum mezonos tachas masi adel. The perek afalpi, dafnul ches. Chomer avuna. Yechol le'isha shetoma lebala. Eini nizonos ve'eini osa. I know the halacha states, says the wife to the husband, that I'm supposed to give you my earnings and you're supposed to feed me. Well, thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. I don't need your support, and I won't give you my earnings. Maybe she's the head of General Motors, right? So she, why should she give? Maybe she's making a big salary, at least for the moment. So, why should she give it to her husband? Kasava says the Gemara then in Ches, ki tekinu rabbanan mizone ikar. Mizoni Iker. What do they mean, Mizoni Iker? At the main of the two, which is the main of these two obligations in two different directions, is the Mizonas the husband has to give to the wife. Then she could say, thanks, but no thanks. I won't take the Mizonas, which is the primary obligation. And of course, in return, I'm not going to give you my Masiya, that my earnings. Uparich mehocha. It's the other way around. Take the Mizonas tachas Masiya Deo. It means the main thing is the Masi Odeo. The Mizonos is only the secondary enactment. Umeshani, hey, but change the text. Tiktu Masi Odeo, Takas Mizonos. How do you like that? Avuna changes the text. Good. The Hashtir is Shlokish to Polgali Hosa. Vioma. Masi Odeo Ikor. Rishlokish says she may not say Mizonos Venyosa. Because the initial obligation is from the wife to the husband, and she can know she can abrogate that. Ain't no magia brides of the hocha. Now they're showing us, we have it. Tik the mezonos tachas masi adel. Period. Ulechora, if this is correct, Rish Lakish, Lidi Bey, go to him. Yochal Abba, Loma Leishto, see Mas Yadayach, Limzano Zayach. What did Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish says no. Rish Lakish says, Mas Yadel Ikor. The main obligation is his obligation to give her, it's her obligation to give him the Mas Yadayim. So then he can say thanks with no thanks. I will not take the primary obligation of your Mas Yadayim. And guess what? I'm not going to feed you either. The Alpha comes a little softer, even though she has not enough money to support herself. That's what it sounds like. Came in the Kosovo, the Mas Yadayim Iker. That's what it seems at first glance. First glance means L'chol. Is it really true? Tos says no. Aval Yav Shalom came. How do you know? Kedemuchach Beresh Amadir. We'll be very common to get. We'll see my mother soon. The below Safka, Chayav Lizona, no matter, he has to give her the money no matter what. No one disagrees with that. Everybody, Rish Lakish doesn't agree, can't disagree. Sarah Ploma. Ploma Rish Lakish, the Masa, there, Iker Ella. They didn't say, Eina Yechola Lomar, Eini Nizona, Sviani Osa. She cannot say that. But neither can he say, Si Masa, Yadak, Mazona, Sayak, if she doesn't have enough money to support herself. Neither. They're both stuck with both. Neither can get out. They said they both have a mutual agreement. It's a different story. But neither can get out unilaterally from his or her respective obligations. What's the Gemara that I'm eyeing? Let's take a look at the Gemara to see what it says. You know, you see, it tells us quotes of Gemara. It's always worth looking it up. We saw an eyeing of an Aleph. No, I never saw such a waiver in print. Never. Now, it says in the Mishnah, Hamadir es ishto milehenes lo atlamet yom, yamet parnas. So, the wife cannot know hanoah from him for 30 days. He has to appoint a trustee, Rashi Shliach, Shia Farnasena, Parnas and Parnasa. He'll give her support. Says the Gemara, the Kaver the Meshuvah law, Hechi Matzi Ma'adir law. Kol Kiminei the Mafkel the Shibuda. What do you mean? He has a responsibility to her, Rashi the Mizonos. How can he take a nether and she can have enough of him? You can't do that. Mother says a particular terrace. Well, it says, Hello, the last line of the daf, the very last line. Well, Amri, mitoch shiyochal lomar lo tzi ma'ase yodayach from zonosayach. He's able to tell her that. So far, hold your breath. Go back to the Gemara if I am the base. Na'ase ka'omar lo tzi ma'ase yodayach from zonosayach. Tomorrow, so if that's the case, who needs a partner? She has her own earnings to eat from with the low safka. Small basis to the eighth line. Frank the Gemara. E with the low safka, hadar kushan the duchte. What does that mean? What does that mean? If low safka, she doesn't have enough money, what's the kusha, which is hadar the duchte? Kusha is, namely, he's Meshubat of his own notes from the time of the Nisuin, and he cannot be Mevatel the Shibud to an Eder. Oh, you see, Klar, I think Martosis is quoting, Hadri Kusha the Duchta, that it's impossible for the man to say to his wife, listen, honey, I'm not supporting you, and then I won't keep your earnings. If her earnings are not enough to live on, he has no ability to say that. So everyone agrees to that. So Tosis is Rish Lavish going to hold it and say, it's a deadline. No one can say anything. Okay? No one can say anything. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. I saw Shiloh. The Gemara is over here, Rabbi Osai. He's Meshuvah for what? Meshuvah for the Mizonos, right? It's more said on the Fahim and Aleph. Care of the Meshuvah, he cannot make a edit to go up to uproot a Sheba. Okay? Question of both sides. This is we can come back to this on more than one occasion. The nature of the shibud, the man marries woman. What's pshat? Is he meshubbatur from that moment for the rest of their married life? Or is there a new shibud every day? Every day is a new shibud. What do you say? That man is a newly married man. When you got married,
why would there be a new shibud every day? And second of all, what would be the mechanism if there would such, like, there's nothing new that happens every day?
Nothing new happens every day. Baruch Hashem, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And a new shibud took effect on you for today to take care of your wife. And tomorrow there'll be another one, Mitzvah Hashem. Not that there's a chiyah which is at the day of their marriage, which lasts 120. That's the question. This question is raised not.
And that's a practical difference. I mean, if the guy acquires more property, if it's a shibud every day, I mean, you can't have a shibud of property you didn't get yet.
Not necessarily. Every single ksub has the word you saw there. And every wedding, I tell every chassid the same thing. The ikni. Because you write in your ksuba that you're mortgaging to this ksuba whatever possessions you have, the kanoi, which in most cases is almost zero, some is even zero, or very close to zero. Then you say, uda asin and alavikta, whatever I will acquire, is than a Christ, less than a Christ. You buy a house, 10 years later, mortgage to the ksuba, you own stocks, bonds, jewels, then you have all mortgage to the ksuba.
But does it happen when you acquire it? So if you have an intervening creditor, they come in ahead?
We'll discuss all these things.
Okay.
Together, because it's very important things. When everything takes effect, all these obligations. Very important. Yeah?
I still don't understand the rationale. Why every day?
Okay. Since no one believes it for a second, let's take a look at the ritual. No one believes anything. I don't blame you. You should believe me on anything. No one should believe me. On both sides. It's good that you don't believe me. Very good. I love people who don't believe me. Islam. Asatosis, Afal P. Sha'omra Isha Bebezin, Ain't his own as Vaniosa, Im Rotisa Lamachar, Okshatirza, Loma Reni Osa Lacha, in his own as Mishacha, Horishus Piyada. Why? The Mizonos, the Kolyoma, Cho, Hu, Bianpe Nash. I rest my case, you would say. I rest my case. The response seems to say, each and every day is a separate obligation. Right? Separate. Every day is measured separately. Okay. That's what Ritva seems to say, quoted in the name of Tosis. So the question is raised, wait a minute, if every day is a separate obligation, so why does the Gemara tell us over here, on that Ayinim and Aleph, came into the Shubudla, Lapel Kamine, the Makel and Shibuda? What do you mean? You're right. Today I want to take a Neder, today is Monday, too late. You're already obligated on Monday. But let Monday's letter take effect for Tuesday and then beyond. That's a tremendous kasha. This kasha is not my kasha. The kasha is called by the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim and Simon Samachtes of Cotton Alf asked this kasha. Yeah. Oh. So, on this basis, because of this kasha, the Pnei Yeshua says, El Zeta, that the Pashup Shad is that the Chshibud is Chal from the moment that they got married until all the days of their married life. He says every day is a separate obligation. So you could say, yeah, the obligation in real and in practicality may take place every day on a new basis. But the fundamental reason for the obligation is the moment of marriage. And therefore, it's viewed in our sugya as the shibud came before the neder, even if what we call the actual obligation took effect only later on a daily basis. This is the lumbus of the recent Rosh Hashivas, and therefore they say that notwithstanding the fact that the Ritva says it's a separate chiv every single day, but the fundamental cause of this chiv is the moment of marriage, and once it sinks in that cause, no nether you take can be effective. Fine. Now you got to the problem, Rabbi Osai. It's very nice to hear in our Tosfos Mem Zayin Amud Beis to say what they say. Question: how to explain it? It's chatter again. Mem Zayin Amud Beis Tosfos Tiknu Betzarach Lomar Lomar Rishlokish Demas Yadeh Ha'Iker El Inyan She'en Yechol Lomar Inyan Yizon Tzveni Osa. But neither can he say See Ma'as Yadayich Mibzon Osayich. Because the question becomes, well, why? Why? Why should that be so? So, we had one ritva, one deserves another. Slow. Oh. Miu, watch this now. Bein Lamar or Bein Lamar? Who's Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar? He's from before. Nachogas Ravuna Rish Lakish. Who ain't a Yachal Omala? Ain't he Zon, ain't he Notal Mas Yodea, Rish Losapa? Why? Why not? If the Iker, if according to one Madaba, the Iker is the Mas Yodayim, why not? Explain to one now. Ain't Ritzon Chachamin, Shetehei He, Ofa umavasheles umenika v'tomus berov. Pretty dramatic statement. The Ritva is working with an assumption that when a woman says eini nizonis v'eini osa, the word osa only has reference to her profit-making activity. Where's that found, Rabbi Osai? Mishnah Samak Dalet Omud Beis. It's important to receive with Mishnais. But very important. We're looking for a nice assignment over the break, starting on Kippur till after Sukkot. We're looking for Mishnayis Sukkot. We're very happy. We're going to hold the Sabbath. Shas is also good. But Mishnayis, because the Mishnayis, we're going to be starting from this Mishnah, Mem Vav, we're going to be touching many, many Mishnayis throughout the Masechet. Some a little more be here, some not, but you know all the Mishnayis will be ahead of the game.
It's interesting. Tosfos has a similar argument. Because of the possibility that she's under duress when it comes to the Mishnah says you can't be away from your wife for more than 30 days.
We'll talk about these things. Everything's in the Gemara. We'll be patient. The Mishnah says Samach Dal Amud Beis. It tells you what she's supposed to do. It tells you what she's supposed to do. Okay. Umahi Osa, lo. That's the sixth wide line. Mishkel Chamesh Sloim Shesi Yehuda Shein Eses Sloim Begolil or Mishkel Eses Sloim Arav Erev Yehuda Shein Eses Sloim Begolil. It is simply terms of art describing how much is required to weave the warp, the woof, Shesi Arev. Rashi explains the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Shesi Koshel Tzvosa Keflai Mishal Arev Mishkel Shudas Keflai Mishal Golil. Then she has to produce. A woman gets married, she has to produce a certain income-generating item by weaving. That's all. So the Ritva says that if she says "Eini nizonas v'eini osa," all she's saying is "Eini osa." The Mishnah Samach Dalam and Beis. But Rabbi Osai, there's another Mishnah on Nun Testament Beis. Please turn to this Mishnah. Nun Testament Beis. What does it say there? Eilu Malachos Sheisa Osa Levala Tochenes Ofa Mechabeses Mevashalos Menikas Benam Atzas Lo Amit Avos Tovet Semer Ichnis Lo Tovet Semer. It all talks about many other things. All these, we'll call them personalized Malachos. Take care of the house. Nothing to do with generating income. She's simply grinding his wheat and baking his bread. washing his clothes, cooking his food, nursing his son, making his bed. And then, the last thing, she makes him a few bucks on the side. Osa tzemer. Right? So Ritva says, ain't these not any else, only was on the tzemer. That's a financial gain that he's supposed to get from her earning a livelihood. That's supposed to be quid pro quo with his giving her food. But in any event, the first six that I mentioned, grinding and baking and laundering and cooking and nursing and making his bed, those six are in full force and effect, no matter what. No quid pro quo on that. Says the Ritva, we understand very well why this line in Tosis and Reverse is correct. But they're afraid. What's going to happen? He'll say to her, listen, lady, I'm not going to support you. You need not give me your earnings. So you take your own earnings that you have for your wool and buy supper, breakfast, lunch, and supper with those earnings. If you'll say that Mazon and Zika, forget about it. But if Master says Zika, why not? Says he would throw a beautiful and dramatic statement. Let's read it again. Hey, Ritzon Chachamim. Shetehehi ofo b'vashelas l'menika b'thomas b'rov. How do you like that? How do you like that? So writes the Ritva. Now. Tosfos Rabosai, take a look at Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look for a minute. Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos says over here.
Why would that be less of a concern if it's not profitable stuff? I don't see why the
Ritva
has to make that.
Didn't have to. As a matter of fact, I made a mistake. It's time to heal him up. Tosfos Maslo Rav Huna. Okay? Watch this now. Watch this. Discusses this possibility. Tosfos discuss this issue over here. If she says any nizonas any osa, the third wide line, they go back, they reject till now the Ritva. Third wide line, they say, ki amra any nizonas any osa, pitura mikol zayin alachas. Not the Ritva. She's partnered from all seven, the six personal ones, family ones, as well as an income-generating one. The Tosfos, Sama Gimel, end of the Maslo Rav, retract what he said earlier, and it goes against the Ritva. It's very, very important to know that. So according to that, that she's partnered from all seven, so what's Takap Shat? So why can't he say, Eini Tzimash Tavzal Asayich? She's not going to bake his bread and launder his clothes and die of starvation. She's comfortable doing all those things. So whatever time she has, she'll be able to eke out a living.
Is she ever high up to know things?
Yeah, sure she's high.
She's high so I do the laundry?
Yeah. Good news. Yeah, it's very good news. Wait to hear what you're high. That's good news. Well, slow. We're going to try to approach this with a very open mind over here. An open mind. To the Pnei Yeshua, it's like this.
Help. All the learning about idle hands. That's a part of it is also.
That's the mission. That's the same mission. Mm-hmm. That's the same mission. But idle hands being a disaster. I wasn't going to talk about it now, but it's really not our Indian right now. Mm-hmm. But since you bring it up, it is a very, very important point that no person, male or female, should sit idly, because the mission says enough. The New Testament says that same Mishnah. The last line. It's like this. He says, even if she brought 100 shvachos, he can still force her to take to do something instructive and weave some wool. Why? Shabbatola mevia l'idei zima. Zima means immorality. And the next part of the Mishnah says, Shabbatola mevia l'idei shimum. Says Rashi, she gone. Either become immoral or crazy. Both are bad outcomes of Rosa. But don't do nothing. Doing nothing is the worst. The worst thing was to do nothing. The worst. Or should be occupy with something. This is a Mefurish Mishnah, that's what you're referring to. We both say, when we learn, we don't keep any, no secrets are kept here. We try to come up with the whole truth as much as we can. You see that after you finish the Sefer Ksuvos, your view on life, not just married life, of course, primarily, but also life, is going to be enriched by the wisdom of Chazal. See right over here? Okay. Let me go back. So the El Tzeda Pnei Yoshua says as follows. Everyone agrees, he says, that Mezonos came first. Not everyone agrees. That's Avuna. Mezonos is the Iker. And she can be Moichel and say, Ein Mezonos, Ein Yosem. Rish Lakish, when Rish Lakish said, what was his words? What was the word that Rish Lakish used? Rish Lakish says, Tosus quotes it over here. When Rish Lakish says, look carefully, what does it say? Rish Lakish says, Tosus quotes over here in the Mem Zayin and Beis. What did Rish Lakish say? Masya Deriker. He didn't mean exclusively. He meant Masya Deha is also an Iker, but Mezonos is also an Iker, so neither can say, no thanks. That's the Elta Zeta Pnei Yeshua. I love the Pnei Yeshua. Elta Zeta, it's Gevaldik. There is an additional pshat, beautiful pshat, in the Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov was written by the Nesivis. It's a running commentary on the Sefer Ksuvos and on Shulchan Aruch of Ksuvos. It's a real masterpiece. So he quotes a Tosis over here, and that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph Mishum. Now we didn't discuss this because we only started talking about the husband, which starts a few lines later. He's talking about the father and the daughter. But in the middle of this father and daughter discussion, Tosis goes into a number of various considerations, and Tosis says that the refer, what we call over here, Eva, or at the end of the Tosis, the last two narrow lines, Eva the Ketata, because hatred and Ketata. Rabbi Osai, who davened in Rosh Hashanah? I hope you're in Rosh Hashanah. You kept the shul. We say in Rosh Hashanah, one of the most powerful tefillahs of Avinu Malkeinu of Musaf, right? What do we say? Remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this. V'chomine ketata. It's a separate entity. In the Avinu Malkeinu we say, ketata is a terrible thing. So it's a Beis Yaakov, we're afraid of ketata. Tosis is discussing over there, if the Metziah, if you look over here, the first words on the page, Zakoy b'Metziasa, the father gets his daughters, if she finds his keepers, the father gets it, Mishum Eva. Mishum Eva, by a Matia. What are you afraid about? Similarly over here, that if Rebosai, he's not going to support his wife, she's not going to give him her Masiya Dayan, there's no way that she could be expected to give her Masiya Dayan to her husband without him supporting it. No one says that. How do you know, says the Beis Yaakov, that no one says that? It's a Kal v'chomer, Rabbi Osai, from Eved Ivri. Your wife is no less than your Eved Ivri. The Gemara is over here that we paskin, the Adon cannot tell the Eved, Eini, Asei mi v'eini zoncha. You do the work, and I'm not going to feed you. We paskin, you can't let anybody in Eved Ivri. Kal v'chomer by a wife. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, what are we afraid about? The Eva of Ketata. What's going to be? He's going to have to support her, and she won't give him the Masiya Daim. It's going to cause a terrible Ketata. So what's going to happen? Let's assume, so she'll say, okay. So we'll say the husband can tell the wife, according to Rish Lakish, that the main thing is he should get the Masiya Daim. He'll say, no, thank you. I don't want your Masiya Daim. He won't support her. So he'll lead to ketata, a fight. Rabbi Osai, avoidance of a fight, says the Beis Yaakov, with the wisdom of the Godel Ador, is in the best interest of both parties. And if no one can say, listen, I want to be meichel on the main takana, which is in my benefit, wrong. It's her benefit also. Because if he'll say, listen, the main thing is because of me, that I should get the Mas Yadayim. No thanks to your Mas Yadayim, and I won't give you the secondary obligation which I have of support. And therefore, since it's primarily for my benefit, I can be Mavata. Oh, no. It's for her benefit too. Why? There shouldn't be a fight. Not having a fight is in the benefit of the wife as well as the husband. We all know that fights are terrible. Never loses a fight. Clear divorce fight. Everybody loses. Ad kan, the words of the Beis Yaakov. But, on both sides, we completed this Tosfos on Mem Zayin and Beis. Now go to the next Tosfos. We only do one more Tosfos for the now because after we haven't done the Gemara. They say, what's it take so long? It's only one line. One line. Not even a line. Ukfurasa tachas tzubasa. Look carefully now. Pirush nidunyasa. What does that mean? The husband is obligated to divorce to bury his wife, and the wife is obligated to do what? Not obligated. The wife bequeaths her nidunya to her husband upon her death. So upon death is a quid pro quo. He gets her dowry that until now was hers, and she gets her burial paid for.
Isn't the dowry traditionally paid off at the wedding?
The dowry is money which the father-in-law, her father, brought into the marriage. Right? The husband may have the right to.
We were talking about the Koneshim. It sounded like the money could have already theoretically been spent.
Mm.
That was something you might have to return stuff, or if it was already spent,
So then, very good question. The idea of a dowry is it's supposed to be there, right? If you listen carefully, the Ksuba says, "What's standing on bein b'kesef bein b'zav, gold and silver, bein b'tachshitin, jewelry, b'mana d'levusha, clothes, b'shimushi dira, furnishing, shimushi as a bedding." All this stuff is supposed to be around for the joint use of the couple, right? And we say that this, technically speaking, likely belongs, at least to some extent, to the wife. If she dies, he inherits it from her, and in quid pro quo exchange, he has to pay for her burial, Rabosai. That's what it means. Quid pro quo, pirish, the dunyas. Aval ein leforesh tachas mono mosayim. The word ksuba usually means, what does ksuba mean in this receptor? In the average parlance, what does it mean? That he obligates himself to give her 100 or 200 zuz, right? 100 for a mona and 200 for a psula, right? Can't mean that. Why can't it mean it? For a technical reason, it can't mean it. Aval lekaman, the arusa ein lo kvura. Tosfos assume Arusa has a ksuba, which is also not like this, we'll get to it later on. Arusa has a ksuba, but no kvura, so therefore, for a technical reason, it cannot be a quid pro quo. Everyone follow me so far? If you look at the sheet of Bukubet, says, this is wild. This is so wild, it's not even fun. Watch this.
Rashi explains.
Hold on a second. Watch this. Oh, this is an anonymous paragraph. Most paragraphs have Rabbi Yonah, has Ritva, has Rosh. Again, Rosh, this is Mamish. No one knows an anonymous. Probably it's Rabbi Sal Ashkenazi himself. Probably. It's the editor. Kosev Rashi's out. The Haino Takas Nedunya, Nedunya Shech Nislo, Pierce the Birusha, Shemachi Karala Ksuba, Shemhi Ksuba Mishnah Ksuba, Ulahachila Matsin Lefushi, the Haino Ksuba, so Mamish, Mono Masayim. The mashma the boy lahotzi olea tzorchik furasa. He has to pay for her funeral. Tachas mashik nisalo. It's quid pro quo. Zed tachazeh. She brought in a dowry, which he now inherits. he has to pay for a funeral. V'imon ha-mosayim, which direction is that? Midi-dei yo-hiv-lo. How can it be k'fru'a takas tumah? They're both going the same direction. He pays for the money mosayim, and he pays for the k'fru'a. It's ridiculous. Zeh takazeh, he supports her, right? He gives her food, she gives masyadai. He redeems her, she gives him the papers. He buries her, she gives him something. What's she giving him? Money mosayim, she's not giving it. Must mean the dunya. This is so pshat aleph. The wonder is, how come Tosfos didn't say that? Tosfos talking about technicalities. Harusa, shmusa, it's ridiculous to say any other pshat. Hold on. Imon ha-Messiah, we did day o'ivlo. Uma ha-nohi gila mimena, uma yorash mimena, shenoma k'furos ha-tachas tzuma. It makes no sense whatsoever. At first glance. Avla Tosa style, Pirshu, Lahochi Lomatsin and the Fushi Takas Mana Masayim, for technical reasons. Tarmina the Kamala Husa is and the Kfur no Shetaksuva, Atka. Ilu Havarmina and Takas Mana Masayim, Havlon the Maymar, Darusa Nami Eshla Kfura, the Harusa Eshla Ksuva. Umidamina Darusa and the Kfura, Shma Mina, the Eno Ella Takas Nudunya. But guess what? The Shavish Tosis is ridiculous. Somebody said it. Who was it? A Rav Yohonas and HaKohen. Rav Yohonas and HaKohen Pirish. Bezal HaShono. Ukvurasa Taras Tzubasa Shemistalek HaChov Me'olov Ad Kan. This one line is a monumental chiddush. Rabboso, you and I know, on a practical level, a ksub is only payable upon his death or divorce. The conventional wisdom, until this line, is that if he didn't die and he didn't divorce her, the whole chiyuv ksub doesn't exist. It's a conditional obligation. I repeat, it's a conditional obligation. In case he dies before her or divorces her, then the ksuba obligation exists. If she predeceases him, the obligation never exists in the first place. It's push up shot. If that's the case, this line makes no sense. It's the last line. The last line is assumed with the following chiddush neira. A man marries a woman. He's obligated in the ksuba from day one, from the get-go. Guess what? If she dies before him, what's happening? Mistalek hachol me'olo. The obligation which he had already, from the get-go, is now disappearing. So she's giving back, if you will, by her death. She's giving him the 100 or 200 zuz which he already gave her, in effect, at the moment of the wedding. Since she gave him 100 or 200, he gives it back to Kfura. How do you like that pshat? Wow. And it could be Tosfos would also hold that in principle, you could say that pshat. For technical reasons, it doesn't work, because of the Arusa story. Yes?
I don't see why you can't say the other way that there's still benefit there, because it's not over his head anymore. We discussed before, at the beginning, in the intro, that You might want to pay back right away so you don't have a debt hanging over your head. So isn't this also a benefit? Even though it's only retroactively, you never really chayev, you didn't know that until she predeceased you.
Okay.
So it's no longer hanging on your head.
Could be. I thought, Rabbi Osai, that this is a fundamental dispute among the Gedolei Hador. I'll tell you, let me tell you what I'm driving at. I may have mentioned this once before. When the whole issue of prenups came up, there arose an asmachta question. We spoke about asmachta at some length a while ago. And Rabbi Yashiv, although when he was quoted by Rabbi Gartner, had a different concern about the man, I don't understand what he's signing. There was stories that Rabbi Yashiv had an asmachta concern about conditional obligations, which is, of course, a well-founded concern. He's according to the Rambam, as we thought. But he never really came out strongly opposed and I was wondering why, because I saw this. In another tshuva, I think I told you, the same number, I think it's Kuf Samach Gimel, one of the Chalik Av, one of the Chalik Beit, one of the tshuvas. He said the following kasha, which Talmidim asked me years ago. Every ksuba, I mean, ksuba is self obligated no matter what. Every Tosefes ksuba should be an asmachta. I say, I'm obligated 100 zuz, which is a pen. Let's go, what was it? What do you say? $600. That's the whole thing. 200 zuz. And that quote the Chazon Ish. You're adding how much? What do we say? $36,000. 60 times as much. Quote the Moshe, 40 times as much. Right? These are tremendous sums, relatively speaking. Hey, wait a minute. That's an asmachta. An asmachta. I didn't expect this to happen. The man feels he's an optimist. He'll live a long life. His wife will die before him. The obligation will never exist. So it's an asmachta. You can add in today's terms, if Chalila is a divorce, she's usually Meichel Ksuba. It's written right from the Shulchan Aruch. And if he dies before her, the Ksuba is swallowed up in all the other inheritance going on. No one's going to pay any attention. 36 grand, no small amount of change. Whatever it is, but that's just the reality. So Yashin said, if you recall, when you learned the sugya, Adaf Kufalev, Hein, Hein, Adorim, Anikne, Bamir. What if an Erech Shai? That's why it is not considered to be an Asmachta, because Asmachta is only when you need a kinyan. You don't even need a kinyan. Ad kan dvar b'kadoshim. And my God tells me, now speculation, that's why he was not really opposed to the prenups, because he knew very well, according to what he wrote himself in a different shuvah, that whatever obligation is undertaken in anticipation of the wedding, we can apply Hein and Drumming by Mira, and the Asmachta does not present a problem. That's my theory, whatever it's based on, whatever worth it has. So I came across this, I was in Eretz Yisrael, as you know, for a bar mitzvah, and I had a very important meeting, which had to do with prenups. The government of Israel is now discussing a prenup to be offered to all couples, meeting with, I didn't mention it here. I was there for a total of 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. That was it. Came back mostly Shabbos. For the delay, very late Motzei Shabbos. It was already maybe close to Los Hashach. But anyway, maybe after Los Hashach, but I actually left the country. Whatever it may be. So, in preparing for it, I looked through some old files, and I have a letter from Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, which has two editions. The first was written, Chav Gimel Ir, Tav Shin Nun Gimel. The second was written, Chav Ches Ir, Tav Shin Nun Gimel. The first edition is crossed out. He wrote 2 pages, and with an X going through both pages. But nonetheless, he figured he spent some time writing it. There's something to be learned, even from these 2 pages. And he said he made a reference to it. Shneim Yos Mechukim. Look what I wrote there. Otherwise, wouldn't have given it out. I have it here. So somebody complained that the prenup is in Asfachta. Quotes that somebody suggests its possibility, and he's here to defend the prenup against those who claim it's an asmach. He said, I don't understand what he's saying. If that's the case, im kedvara, if it's asmachta, lo yischayev odem betosefes ksuba. Erech Shai's kasha. Shari kol tosefes ksuba yasmachta. Shilu yada shiavu dektata vigar shishto, oye machayim atzim with Tosefes Ksuba. And he quotes Chazal, Nisonani Hashem b'dele uchalkum, tu isha roa v'ksubosu meruba, v'lomo yivter atzim b'tanas asmachta. How do you like that? And he has examples over here. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Nosach HaReshes HaShoto because of the Mea Mona. What's Mea Mona? 50 times what you wrote for your wife in the Ksuba. 50, like they have the Sfarad, $1 million, 50 times as much, right? So it says it takes effect. And she also leaves the benachasa. Why not? Why is Nebido Sefer Ksuba Smachta? So he says, you know what? It's comparable what the poskim say when a person is Meschayev and Shiduchim. There's no asmachta even. Why? Because it's boshes shemevatim shidduch. That's the Rambam writes in Siman Nun Tzivav. Or knasim make shidduchim, no asmachta. V'chein ha'minik pasha, the gross knasim shemevatim shidduchim. K'mo she's brava chol shemir shem reish zayin. And the Beis Shmuel explains, it's boshes, v'azivas ha'shidduch. Not an asmachta. An asmachta is an exaggerated sum. But the embarrassment of a broken engagement is so strong that it's not considered to be excessive. Ever tell my story about the broken engagement in my day? Never told you? Listen to this story. Way, way back, 40-something years ago, Talmud and the Rebbe Shir, the Rav Shir, was engaged to a wealthy man's daughter, a tradition is a European Jew, and they signed Tanoim, and the Tanoim, the traditional Tanoim, each party accepts that if they're going to back out from the Shidduch, they'll give the other party $100,000. $100,000, not $100,000, today's dollars, because we're going. $100,000 in the, I'm guessing 1970 or 71, so very around that time. What's that in today's dollars? Quarter of a million, half a million, so a lot of money. Kitzer, the girl broke the engagement. The father was a gentleman, wrote a check, $100,000. Gave it to the boy. So as the chevra that she said, the boy came back jilted, despondent, dejected, depressed. You know, 100,000 spoonfuls of sugar make the medicine go down. That was our words way back when. Okay? So why have to pay a smachta? The Torah says it was tremendously embarrassing. A broken engagement is tremendously embarrassing. So Rabbi Zalman Nechemya says, like this, quote the Pesach Tshuva, quote the Beis Meir, Boshes, it's like he over below Avid Hashalim B'meitav. I mentioned that to you, that if a man said, if I'm not going to till your soil as a sharecropper, I'll pay you back what you lost, but not just Tam, I'll pay you back the best property, which is a bit of an exaggeration. Ain't kan guzma, not so much. He's saying in Moshef Tzassel Masha Shavah Boshes is not an asmachta. Hosef Harbe, maybe it's an asmachta. But a ksuba, that's Mea Mona, it's not an asmachta. Shegerish and Shavah Harbe Meod. To get divorced is terrible. Ain't an asmachta Masha Kosev Mea Mona. Yeah, he wants to know about Alfe Mona, $1 billion. It's also not an asmachta. Or maybe only Mea Mona, or Kama Mea Mona. Not Alfei Manim, Tzarechim. That's what it says. So, Rabosai, what comes out, what Tzav Nechem is saying, that the reason why a prenup is not a problem of Asmachta is because if it's going to be a breakup and it's going to be such a disaster, then whatever payment is going to be made will not be included in Asmachta, the same as Tosefes Ksuba is not included in Asmachta. So he's trying to prove Al Kopon Lamata because she'en Asmachta b'mokla she'posha k'negda motziin mashin ishayim. Right? In the case of either a broken engagement, we say that. In the case of a marriage where he didn't treat her properly. Ubakorhatam, Shetzar Shemitz the Eris Bimasav Shosikaneg the Shova Mashinashaiv, I feel the Mayamana. So in our case, living in Mazonas in a hotel, that's from Shomer Rabzamakam was originally a hotel, etc. Mistarabiod, and the Mishamas Makta. Another reason the Taz gave, the Schaib of Bezin Chashuv, Kevin Chesh Bishas Tzivas Hatnoim Anoshim Chashuvim, Kolshkein, Shekosn, the Schaib, Bishas Achasna, Shenech Shet Bezin Chashuv, therefore, okay. But then he says as follows. Then he says like this. Come on a second. Ochen Yeshloma. This is the last three lines. He backs out from the whole thing. That's why he crossed the whole thing out. Shatav shechayev b'ksuba ve'eno nidin kasmachtahu sheksuba he is chayvus belit nai. Unconditional. Uma she'eno chayev rak b'girish al b'meis al b'meis he eno chayev hu mishum shelo higiyaz mana piron o shenifter mitam sheyarsha. And cross the whole thing out. The fiani is daiti. The machlokes between the Eretz Shiner of Yoshev on one hand, and Mzal Nechemeh at the beginning, and Mzal Nechemeh at the end, is exactly the machlokes here in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yohonasan says what? That there's a chov. Automatically, like of Zam Nechemin. Mistaka Chol Be'olot. It's just a matter of Zman Piron. Zman Piron didn't come yet. Or Nifta Mitam Sheyarsha, that he's, in fact, inheriting this 100 and 200, which is sort of hers already, and he's getting it back. That's why it's the barrier. But the other Rishonim, who don't give the Teretz of Yonasan Kohen, they hold like Erech Shai, Rebel Yoshev. There's no chiyuv, it's only a conditional obligation. They have to get that forced into the teretz of no asmachta because of either it's common drum dikna b'amira, as Rabbi Yosha suggested, based on Erech Shai, or as Zalman Nechemeh suggested, it's not an exaggeration because the divorce is horrific. So whatever you say you're going to pay, like Shiduchim, a broken issue is worth $100,000, $1970. Which one is that today? I hold this is an interesting, fascinating. I knew about this. I never knew about this. I never put two together. This is an unprinted tshuva, a cross out. I don't even think the original tshuva was printed, which just spans itself 10 pages. It was never printed anywhere, to my knowledge. But Kavach Ovah, the two so-called crossed out pages.
You could have, though, in the dunya that's part long, where the hope would matter.
Okay, that may be the difference. I'm also out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow, the letter will start the next piece of Gemara. We only got to the Gemara over here, right? Until Mao the Tamer. So tomorrow, Mitzvah, I hope we finish the rest of the Gemara, Mao the Tamer until the end. The end is on the Mem Ches of an Aleph. We'll try going through the Tosfos one by one to see how the Shema. I told you now it's time to learn Gemara.